A word for you from Luke 2 verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Last time we spoke about how God inspired Luke to record the very important historical details of when Jesus was born. It was to be important for the generations to come that they would know forever that Jesus wasn't born in some fantasy land. He wasn't to be somebody's idea of what the world should be like when Jesus was born. Instead, God chose the historical setting, and God moved Caesar Augustus to make this unjust law, this ridiculous idea that everybody should go to his hometown to be registered. Imagine that, the whole Roman Empire, everybody. But, nevertheless, God was behind it. You see, don't be too quick to panic, to be irritated, to be frustrated by unjust settings, or when you find yourself being unfairly treated at work. God is fully in control. Caesar Augustus didn't know it, but in fact he was helping Joseph and Mary to go to their hometown. He didn't know that at all, but now we know it. And it says here in verse 4, and Joseph also went up from Galilee. It's important that we understand that the Lord was born into this very real historical setting. There was Quirinius, the governor of Syria. There was a Caesar Augustus who was a very real Caesar, recorded by other historians as well. So that we understand forever that Jesus was never a fairy tale, not born into somebody's dreamland, but into a very real situation. In the dusty streets of Nazareth, where Joseph went from, to Bethlehem, that little town that was despised and treated as nothing, but to God, who had arranged hundreds of years before that Jesus must be born there, for it is the city of David. And that's where Joseph and Mary went to, despite her being heavy with child, as the King James Version records. But it was to fulfill what God had said. And what was it for? It was for you and me. God was working out his plan of salvation to save you and me.